Comcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are grateful to Bosque Home Services. Carlos and his team provide heating, cooling, plumbing, roofing, and restoration services. They're the main presenters of our program, ABQ Connect. You can call them for service at 444-7200. Bosque Home Services, locally grown, locally owned. I'm on the phone this afternoon for the whole hour with Jennifer Bryant, Nourish Nutrition Counseling. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Jim.
What's happening with the Bryant family?
What is happening? Well, I am enjoying just a few weeks with my kids being back in school.
Mm-hmm. So you get a little mom break there? Do you get a mom break?
Yes. I get a little, well, I wouldn't say break. I'm catching up on all the work things that I have wanted to do for a whole year, but they had to be put on hold because, you know, I had to be teacher and mom and all the other things for the last year. So.
Yeah, well, I'm so glad that you can join us today. And we were talking a little bit before the broadcast. Maybe we can get you back in the studio. I know it's been a big load, Jennifer, to be a mom, be a business owner, be a wife and a woman that's, you know, trying to figure all of this out and a ministry to encourage people. And you don't just encourage people, Jennifer, about eating. You try to encourage them in the Lord, and we really appreciate that about you.
Yeah, I think, you know, when I started my business, I was thinking to myself, you know, the verse, 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. And so I was thinking, how can I glorify God more in what I do? And I really feel like the Lord has taught me that a lot of the concepts and messages from the Bible actually go very, very well with nutrition and how we feed our bodies. And so I have really started incorporating that a lot with more of my clients, and I'm seeing some really, really wonderful transformations. So it's been really good.
Well, Tuesday we were able to promote your intuitive eating class. You held that Tuesday, and that was an online virtual presentation. And now I understand people can still access the class. So tell us about the class and how people can access it.
Yeah, that's a great question. So right now I have all the audio recordings of the last few classes that I've done available, and it's the same fee as if you would just register for the live class. So it's only $10. I always joke that I'm basically giving these away, but you know that since I'm charging you $10, I'm not trying to sell you anything. Mm-hmm. But it's been so good to have these classes online because I've really been able to teach some of the key concepts, and people can tune in from, you know, work, like on their lunch break, or, you know, it just makes it a lot more accessible to have them online. So if people want to access them, and we can talk a little bit about what the last class was about, but if they want to access, all they really need to do is send me an email or go to my website and click the contact button. And my website is www.nourishednutritioncounseling.com. And there's a contact button on there, and they can just send me a message and tell me they're interested in the intuitive eating class. And I'll send them the link to pay, and then I'll send them the audio recording and the slides from it. So it was a really good class. I actually had a lot of feedback afterwards. Sometimes people will send me emails and, you know, just say thank you, or, they'll say something specific that they learned from class. And I got a lot more of those this class than I think probably than I ever have before, just because I think people really appreciated it. And one of my clients actually came to class, and he said, I never thought about nutrition this way. The way that you approached it today was so interesting and new to me, and I have a newfound motivation for changing some of my habits. And so he was just so grateful for some of the new things that we talked about. And they're not really new, actually. This class was based on a book called Intuitive Eating, and the author of this is Evelyn Tribble and Elise Reich. And they wrote it actually in the 90s. And it's so interesting because I actually got this book when I was in college doing my undergraduate in nutrition, and I was taking a nutrition counseling class. And one of our assignments was to read this book. And I remember it really affecting my life. And I remember thinking, this is how we're supposed to eat. Like, this is a great way to think about it. And as I have worked with more and more clients, I've realized that so many of these concepts go hand in hand with, like I was saying at the beginning, what the Bible teaches us about how we should treat our bodies. And so, this class was based on just the book and the intuitive eating, principles in general. But what I like to do is add a little bit of faith to that type of eating as well.
Well, and I want to contrast what you just said with things that are going on in our society. Like, we're all worried about getting skinny. Body image seems to be a big thing. And I think that's really true with younger teenagers, both boys and girls. And maybe it's true with 20 and 30 year olds too. I don't know. I guess I can testify when you get to be about 60, you want to be healthy, but you can only look so good. I don't know what else to say about that. But dieting seems to just be something that is both advertisers and the focus of our culture still seems to be hung up on diets. There's a new one coming out about every week.
Yeah. And, you know, the more I work with this, Jim, the more I realize that diets, they really do more harm than they do good. And what I mean by that is there are both physical and mental ramifications of constantly trying to diet or constantly going on diets. And actually, this is where we started with this class on Tuesday, was some of the damaging physical and mental effects that happen when we diet and when we try to lose weight quickly, with not just trying to lose weight, but the whole restriction mindset. When we try to restrict foods or food groups or certain macronutrients, it's really damaging. We sort of start to feel like our worth is wrapped up in whether or not we're able to follow this diet. We start having these rules, these food rules that we don't even really know why we're following them. And then, you know, what happens is we end up breaking these rules, which causes us to feel guilty, which is really so silly because we don't even know why we're following the rules that we're following, and we feel guilty. And then we tell ourselves, you know, we're going to start over, and then we start over, and then we break the rule and we feel guilty, and then we have to start over. And it's this constant cycle, and it's just so damaging. It's damaging to our metabolisms, and it's really damaging to our mental health as well. So the more I work with people, the more I realize that this is, what I do is not at all about weight loss. Yeah. It is about changing habits, and it's about trying to be healthy and taking care of our bodies rather than going on a diet. And so there's kind of an anti-diet movement right now. And the more I work with people, the more I feel like I fit into this anti-diet movement. I don't like it. I don't like diets.
What did you mean on the flyer for your class? Again, we're talking about Jennifer Bryant's intuitive eating class that's available to you now via streaming, and you can email her and reach out to her through nourishnutritioncounseling.com. What do you mean when you say honor your hunger?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good question. And this is something that I think we lose as we get older. I think of, you know, my one-year-old. I have two kids, and when they were one, you know, you give them that cute little birthday cake, and then you just let them have at it, you know, at their one-year-old birthday. And, you know, they'll eat a little bit, they'll be really excited about it, and then all of a sudden they'll just stop, and they just don't feel like eating anymore. And I think about how amazing that is, to be able to sense when you've had enough and when you're full, and to be able to stop. And we lose that as we grow up, because we override our hunger signals so often. So honoring your hunger simply means listening to your body you need to eat when you're physically hungry. You need to learn how to stop when you're full. And it's like feeling that physiological hunger again is such an important part to this whole intuitive eating concept.
Yeah, that it makes sense, but how do you regain control?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So the intuitive eating principles would say that we only feel out of control because we have these food rules in our minds about things that we should and should not be eating. And so the thought is that once we get rid of these food rules, there is no longer this fear that we won't be able to eat something or that we can't eat something. And so our bodies will ultimately recalibrate and we'll be able to listen to our cues a little bit more. And we will be able to stop eating the cake a couple bites in because we're satisfied and we feel like we've had enough at that point. So it's a process. And for a lot of people, it takes a long time to kind of get back to this sort of more normal way of eating. But it's really, really helpful long term. And also with these principles, if you can adopt them and practice them consistently, what you actually end up seeing is you start to see people who have struggled with weight gain or people who are overweight, they actually might end up even losing weight because they're starting to listen to their bodies again.
Mm. Jennifer, I know, and I've joked around about it, but I'm really not joking about my own, eating phobias and my own eating habits that are negative. And I mentioned to you that I'm a chip-aholic. And it sounds funny, but, the other day I'm shopping and I see a bag of this time I got in trouble with Ruffles. Ruffles have ridges. You remember those old Lay's potato chips. For some reason, I thought, oh, I've got all this willpower. I'm not going to buy the Lay's potato chips. But for some reason, I buy a bag of Ruffles. And of course, I'm buying the family size. I can't buy the normal size. And sure enough, 2 days later, the whole bag is gone. And just having that in the house, how do you resist doing that kind of thing?
Well, so there's a couple things to say about that. One is I would say that probably somewhere you still have, a quote unquote rule that you shouldn't be eating those potato chips. And so you still have this urge to eat more than you should and you feel, uncontrollable when you put yourself in that situation. So the idea is, and this is scary for people because, they say, if I let myself eat whatever I want, won't I eat uncontrollably? And really it ends up being the opposite of that for most people. When you can get rid of some of those food rules, you know that it's okay to have Lay's potato chips and you're not going to end up eating as many as you were before when you had those rules that you didn't even really know you had.
Mm. Jennifer, we're going to weave some listener questions in between the comments that you make about things that you and I have put together to talk about. I've been emailed a number of different questions, which always happens within 2 or 3 days after you're on the air. If people want to call us today, though, they're welcome to call us at 338-5790. We are only going to have one phone line available, so if you call and you can't get through, you'll know why. But give us a call at 338-5790 if you have a question for Jennifer. I've got a question about is it necessary to take supplements if you're on a keto-type eating plan? We'll talk about that when we come back after the break. Jennifer Bryant, Nourish Nutrition Counseling, on the phone with us. We'll be right back.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it too. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by April 30th, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-45-BIBLE. That's 833-45-BIBLE, 833-45-BIBLE.
Revival AI is excited to present a once-in-a-lifetime investment opportunity for everyday Christians. Through our SEC-regulated offering at revivalai.com, you can own stock in the future of Bible design and manufacturing. From content, format, and version to custom covers, be an owner of the only tech company to give Christians the power to design a personalized Bible. For as little as $100, invest in Revival AI, a company revolutionizing the Bible industry and bringing the production of God's Word back to America. Learn more at revivalai.com. That's revivalai.com.
Whether dining inside or eating on the patio of our favorite local restaurants, let's get out and support them, including Casa Taco, uniquely prepared craft tacos made fresh to order, Nacho Mama's Tacos, Grassburger, using 100% grass-fed beef, darn healthy, eatgrassburger.com. Village Pizza, two locations, great homemade pizza, the best ingredients. Ordering, delivery, takeout, or pickup are still available. They need us, and truth be told, we need them. Bon Appetit.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are back. Be sure and call Indigo Mortgage for a quote when you are shopping for your next mortgage loan. The team at Indigo Mortgage will explain how you can reduce your fees while getting the best interest rate possible. Call 836-5700 or reach them on the web at indigomortgage.net. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. Thank you to Ben Lucero and his team at Indigo Mortgage. I'm on the phone this afternoon with Jennifer Bryant. We appreciate you listening to ABQ Connect. Jennifer, I think you've gotten a lot of response from our listeners. You've indicated that you have ways that you work with people. So after I ask you this listener question, we're going to talk to you a little bit about how you work with clients, how you start off. But before we do that, what supplements should you be taking or would you recommend if you're on a keto-type eating plan?
Yeah. So first of all, there's actually a lot of different types of keto plans. So the general idea of a keto diet is that you are reducing your carbohydrates very significantly, and it's a very low carbohydrate, moderate protein, and it's really high fat. And so, you know, I mentioned earlier that I really don't like any kind of diet. That's going to be the first comment I make about this. Although it is funny because I do think that the keto diet is appropriate in some very specific situations. And I actually did recommend it for the first time, I think, in, you know, my 15 years of doing this. I recommended it for a client of mine 2 months ago. So, but it was a very short term recommendation for her. But a couple of quick things with it. Since it is cutting out a couple of really major food groups, it cuts out carbohydrates completely, which means you're cutting out all grains, you're cutting out all the starchy vegetables, you're cutting out fruits. So you're really cutting out a lot of major food groups. And so there's a couple of vitamins and minerals that tend to be lower or even deficient in people that are on the keto diet. So magnesium is one, calcium is another one, because it tends to cut out most dairy products as well, except for butter. The B vitamins, and that's really almost all the B vitamins, folate, thiamine, biotin, and then it can also be deficient in vitamin C too, depending on, you know, how strict somebody is being and how many vegetables they're eating. And the other thing too is the keto diet, depending on who you talk to, there's a lot of debate about this. But there does tend to be a little bit more inflammation in the body with the keto diet. And so, supplementing with omega-3 fatty acids tends to be one of the recommendations that a lot of people would make with that, just because of the excess inflammation. And then also because it's so high fat, some people actually have trouble digesting such a high fat content. And so for some people, they may actually need to take digestive enzymes as well. And then, you know, fiber tends to be lower in people on the keto diet as well. And so that might be something that you need to supplement with. And then especially initially when somebody decreases their carbohydrates that significantly right at the beginning, they can have symptoms. And some people know this as they call it the keto flu, where you sort of feel lightheaded, nauseous, maybe you have a headache, you just don't feel well. And so sometimes to counteract those effects, you would want to take some electrolyte replacement. So I always say, though, you know, and this goes along with what I said about I just don't really like any diet. Anytime you're really cutting out a major food group, you're going to have a risk for a nutrient deficiency. And so you really want to think about, is there really a good reason that I need to do this? And if there's a health reason, then yeah, maybe this is a good choice. And maybe you do want to be choosing this specific food plan or this specific diet. But if there's not really an important health reason, then I think it's really important to assess why are you doing this?
Well, Jennifer, let me go with that question. So, and these are things that we've shared on the air before, but I spent my entire life as an athlete carbohydrate loading the afternoon that we had a basketball game. I did that in high school. I did that at night before high school games and before college games. And we would do it after the game. We would do it before the game. And here's the results of that. I was literally sick every single game of my entire life. So I played in every game. I didn't miss any games, which is a record I was kind of, you know, thankful for. But here's the kicker. I was told by doctors that I had a nervous stomach. And what I end up finding out here 5 or 6 years ago is that I'm allergic to starch. You know, they want to test you for celiac. And I always tested negative for any reaction to gluten. But nobody ever tested me for starch. And now I can't eat rice. By the way, potato chips are not great. Anything with starch, potatoes, you know, mashed potatoes. I love mashed potatoes at Thanksgiving, and I can't eat them because I have a bad reaction to them. So I want to talk to you, if I'm one of your clients, how do you start with me if I come to you for help?
Yeah, it really depends on what your symptoms are and what your goals are. So that's always what I ask people first. Are you having any symptoms that you want to try to improve with your nutrition? And then second, are there any specific goals that you have that you want to work toward? And so, like for you, Jen, this is so, so common. People live with, you know, just kind of general fatigue or just these feelings of unwellness, or maybe they have digestive issues and they'll go to their primary and they'll do all this testing and everything comes up negative. And so the doctor says, like in your case, oh, you just have a nervous stomach. Or the one that I see so, so often right now is they will diagnose people with irritable bowel syndrome, which really simply means that we don't know what's wrong with you, but there's nothing serious, but we just don't really know what it is. So these people will leave, you know, with this diagnosis. It doesn't really mean a whole lot, you know. They don't know the underlying cause of it, which is really, you know, the biggest thing. And so that's what I start by doing, is I start by trying to figure out, is there an underlying cause to this? So, like, for example, with digestive issues, do we have a bacterial imbalance in the small intestine, in the large intestine, in the colon? Is there something going on? If so, oftentimes my clients will do some further testing to see specifically what is going on, and then we'll work towards some really specific nutrition goals to try to solve the root cause of the problem. And so I think that's what's missing in a lot of, you know, Western medical doctors' offices now, is we don't have the time to really get to the root cause. And so we end up sort of giving all this medication to cover up symptoms and to make people feel more comfortable, but we don't actually solve their problem. And so that's really what I start to do, is we start looking at what are the problems, what needs to be fixed. And then we work towards some specific nutrition goals based on that.
I think today, Jennifer, you're talking with several groups of people that are listening on the show, and that would include me and maybe even Steve Ryman, the engineer that keeps us on the air. You're talking with people that do it yourself, people that have tried doing it themselves, and people that have given up hope of healthy eating, and people that are doing fine in this area. I think we all want to do better, but I need you to tell us why. What is the value in working with a professional like yourself?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, what I'm hearing the most from my clients lately is there is so much nutrition information out there. How do I sort through what is true, what is not true, what is helpful to me? What do I need to listen to? What do I need to, you know, cover my ears? How do I sort through all of this noise? There's so much nutrition noise out there. And so it just seems like we're all trying to do our best, but we all fail at times, and we just don't even know what to do anymore. And, you know, I found myself getting so angry the other day when I read the statistics, but last year in the United States, Americans spent over $33 billion on weight loss products.
Wow.
Billion. And it makes me so angry, because what is happening is the information that's out there, people are capitalizing on this, and they're selling these supplements or they're selling these products that have little to no research to back them up. And people get all excited and they have all this new hope. And then, you know, this excitement lasts for a couple of weeks, and then it's like they're on to the next thing. And this is exactly what I was talking about at the beginning of the show with the whole intuitive eating mindset. Once we start thinking that we have easy, quick fixes where we're not going to have to do a lot of work to see the weight loss we want or to see the results we want, that's when we start falling into the trap of the diet mentality. And I think we really need to guard against that. And that's one of the things that I really help people do. I help them learn how to stop being on all the diets and how to start actually changing their habits, so that it's not just a short-term change, but it's a lifetime. You know, it's a joy to feed your body well rather than, you know, depriving it or chasing diet after diet or promise after promise that doesn't end up ever panning out.
You know, I want to focus a little bit in the remaining time we have in this segment to talk about value, because everything you're telling me is really something that we could use another person to encourage us in. And a professional like yourself, that could be really, really valuable. But I think people have a perspective of two things. One, nurse nutrition counseling. When we think of counseling, it's like counseling begets more counseling. Are people going to be dependent on Jennifer Bryant for the rest of their lives?
I really hope not. So actually, it's such a funny thing how this happens, but I got two phone calls this week from clients who I've had previously. So I have graduated both of them. And what that means is, you know, I graduate them, meaning they've been doing well on their own for a little while now, and they feel like they can go and do this on their own and be really successful. And the first one said to me, she said, "Jennifer, I just wanted to call you and give you some good news." She said, "My husband went to the doctor today for the first time in 2 years. And really all we've been doing is these couple little things. We've been trying to add more vegetables, and we've been paying attention to our hunger, and we've been drinking more water, and we've been eating well. and he's lost 36 pounds, and his doctor could not believe it. And he said, "What are you doing?" And my husband said, "Well, I haven't really been doing anything. My wife just started meeting with this nutritionist, and we just have changed a few little things in our lives." And so that was so wonderful to me, because this, you know, this client I haven't heard from in a couple years. And so to get a phone call just saying, "Thank you, I have some good news for you," that was just really encouraging.
Oh, absolutely. Jennifer, we've got another half an hour with you, and I'm so glad you can stay with us. When we come back, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about more specific services and tests and things that you go through with people to help them really find out who they are and what's going on with their bodies. So I hope people will stay with us. We'll be right back after these messages.
Gonstead Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury, pain in your back, neck, shoulders, arms, and legs, as well as numbness in your extremities. Dizziness and bladder or bowel issues can all be symptoms. 90% of doctors treating spinal ligament injuries don't know how to determine the severity and location of this condition. At Gonstead Physical Medicine, all of the providers are trained to do this. Schedule a consultation today at gonstead-nm.com or 505-884-8584.
So, how is your stress level on a scale of 1 to 10? Stress is a thief, a robber of peace and joy. Here's Skip Heitzig with a pointed observation.
If you don't live with an anchor of faith, you're going to drift in a sea of anxiety. And most people in the world, they don't have anything to anchor. They have no real grand scheme or purpose in life.
We want to help you live with an anchor of faith so you can learn to lean into God in times of anxiety by sending you three powerful resources. Skip Heitzig's new booklet, Overcoming an Anxious Mind. His teaching, Worship in the Uncertainty on CD. Plus, the War is Over Worship CD. This bundle is our thanks when you give $35 or more today to help expand the Bible teaching outreach of Skip Heitzig.
Jesus as Savior brings peace with God, but Jesus as Lord brings the peace of God.
Call now to request these three encouraging resources when you give 800-922-1888 or give online securely at connectwithskip.com/offer.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are back on ABQ Connect, and we want to thank Holly and Dave Slade and their team at Dave Slade and Associates Realtors. They're sponsors of the programming here on KNKT and our show, ABQ Connect. Call Holly or Dave at 342-8100 when you first start thinking about selling your home or buying a new one. Holly and Dave Slade at Dave Slade and Associates, doing business by the book, 342-8100. Or you can reach them on the web at abqhomeseeker.com. Jennifer Bryant, I think you have been the person that has been on the show more than anyone else. Well, maybe Brian Cochran has passed you a little bit because he's on every week for about 10 minutes. But I want to thank you for all your contributions and your time and all of that, especially through COVID and helping us with ABQ Connect.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's been fun to be here, Jim. I enjoy coming and chatting with you.
One of the things that I like is I was looking for a Christian person that was a nutritionist, or at least a person that had a Christian perspective on nutrition. And I was told when I asked the question when I took this job as the host of this show, I asked the leadership at Calvary Church, I said, can this not be just a Calvary thing? And they said, absolutely not. We want to connect all the churches and people going and the people throughout the city. They can be of whatever denomination. It's up to you, and just bring the community together. And you, Jennifer, have helped us with that. Is you go to a different church other than Calvary Church. In fact, you should shout out to your church, because I know they provide a lot of support to you.
Yeah, absolutely. I go to Desert Springs Church, and it's just down the road from Calvary. And I think it's wonderful. I think actually all through COVID, I think we've seen a lot of churches really come together and, you know, talk about how can we partner to help the people in our city? How can we spread the gospel more to the people in our city? And so this is a great way. So yeah, I think it's wonderful that, this radio station is really reaching everyone from every, you know, denomination, like you said, and everything from a Christian perspective. I think that's really important.
Well, we want the community to be able to use the show to connect with other people. And by the way, I don't just have people that are Christian guests. We have people that have differing faiths, and they have different services and things that are available. So feel free to reach out to us here, jim@abqconnect.online, if you have something that you'd like to talk about or possibly present. And I'm not going to promise everybody that you get on the show. In fact, it used to be kind of tough to book the show, but between Steve and I, we're booked out now probably 45 days in advance. So that's kind of an exciting thing, as there's more and more demand, more and more people listening. Love to have feedback, both pro and con, about, you know, how things are going. Jennifer, we always get tremendous reviews about you. And I want to say now and ask you, what are some of the services? I know you provide the genetic testing and other things that you've mentioned. Can you go into that a little bit so we can find out more about ourselves and our bodies and our health?
Yeah, sure. I have a lot. Sometimes I wonder, how do I have so many things happening? But I know you've mentioned this before, Jim, but I actually have a lot of free resources too for people who, you know, I think sometimes people think, well, I don't know if I could afford that. And so I want to be a resource to everybody. And so I have, I think, probably the most helpful free tool that I have is my weekly newsletter, and it comes out every Tuesday morning. I'm actually just getting ready to start for, I think it's 11 weeks. We're going to do an intuitive eating challenge. So it's going to be kind of an add-on to what we were talking about at the beginning of the show. We're going to really dig into, you know, getting rid of the diet mentality, honoring our hunger, respecting our bodies, you know, all the things that go along with intuitive eating. And so that's going to be a weekly newsletter. There will be a challenge every week, a short, you know, something to read and a recipe. And so if listeners are interested in that, they can go to my website and they can sign up. There's a newsletter tab where they just enter their email and it will come every Tuesday. Not more than that. Uh-huh. And I do not spell your email.
Right.
It's just really, hopefully, a good resource for people. That's my goal.
Well, I think it is a great resource, and I take advantage of your recipes all the time. What I like most about the recipes is that they print out on an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper. I happen to have an old 3-hole punch. I have a 2-hole punch and a 3-hole punch from the days of my being a real estate lender. And we used to, you know, have to keep everything in notebooks. Now everybody does everything electronically, but I'm still old school, and I put those in a binder and slide them into, just found out I don't actually need to use the hole punch. I should be using these little sleeves that you can buy. But you know, I'm kind of, I have to reprint them so often because they get kind of messed up in the kitchen. But I really appreciate those because I've tried a lot of the different recipes. They're very healthy. They're very simple. And let me communicate to this. So there is some expense to work with you, and you try to take people through usually what, about a 3-month program at a minimum?
Yeah. So that would be, the next step is you know, the newsletter kind of prompts you and you think, oh, I really would like a little more one-on-one help and care. Then, yeah, people can think about meeting with me one-on-one. I do 3-month packages where people can meet with me either twice a month, 3 times a month, or 4 times a month. And we go through, you know, a lot of these concepts that we've been talking about today, but we make them really specific to, you know, the person, and we develop goals each week, and we talk about, you know, nutrition. I'm working with a girl right now who is really just wanting to learn everything about nutrition and fats and saturated fats and food labels and all of that. And so there's some education involved, but there's a lot of support and accountability. And really, I think I really just consider myself a cheerleader. I really push you to meet your goals, and I encourage you to do that. And, you know, I'm an accountability person for all of my clients. And I do also do the genetic testing. Mm-hmm. I also do the GI map testing. So, you know, I mentioned earlier, people that have irritable bowel syndrome. This is a great test to do to actually figure out what is going on. And then there are some specific recommendations in how to rebalance what's happening in the gut. And I also am working on, and it should be coming out in the next month, actually. I'm hoping maybe before the next time I'm on your show, Jim, I will have it already. But I'm working on a food and faith program that people can actually purchase. And it's going to be an 8-week program where they log on and they do their lessons every week. There's going to be a short daily reading with some scripture and then a couple of journal questions to answer. And there will be a short video each week. And so you kind of work through the program at your own pace. And I think I'm really, really excited to get this out. And so it's going to be, there will be a special price when it first comes out. And so next time I'm on the show, I'll let people know about that. That would actually be a really wonderful way to just see a little bit more about what I do and work through something in your own timing as well.
Now, so, are you still working with that electric shock device that if I reach into a chip bag, I get zapped? I'm teasing, of course.
No, I don't do that.
No, but I think I might need that, Jennifer. I really do. Hey, listener question here, and this is pretty relevant to a lot of women that might be listening today. And the listener asked, are there foods that can help reduce hot flashes and other symptoms of menopause?
Yeah, there are. So there's a couple. There's one actually specific supplement that I recommend for a lot of my women who are going through menopause, and it is black cohosh. And it's actually, there's a lot of research to back it up that it helps reduce hot flashes, mood swings, and things like that. And so that's actually one that I do recommend for people. I'm not a huge supplement person, but I do think they have their place in some situations. And then in terms of foods, you know, it is so important to reduce sugar and processed carbohydrates when you're going through menopause, because those processed carbohydrates and those processed sugars, they really create these hormonal swings and mood swings. And so they basically exacerbate the menopause symptoms. And so taking out some of those processed carbohydrates is really, really good. And the other thing I would say is, try as much as possible to increase your antioxidants. And what I mean by that is fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds, all of the like good whole foods that are not processed, those can really help the body sort of recalibrate so that the hormones are a little bit more level. And that really helps with the mood swings and a lot of the other things that a lot of the other negative symptoms.
How about things like dark chocolate?
Yeah, so dark chocolate has a good amount of antioxidants in it. So that's not a bad option for, you know, somebody who's trying to increase their level of antioxidants. But, you know, I think sometimes we use that as an excuse to eat a lot of dark chocolate. So just be careful.
Is the Holy Spirit speaking? I think the Holy Spirit's speaking to you about me. Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, I mean, just don't go overboard with it. You know, fruits and vegetables are really one of the best ways to get the nutrition that you need. And, you know, I was talking about this with one of my other clients this week, but, you know, we always think, well, can't I just take a supplement for that? No, not really. We know that whole foods really have a much better impact on our overall health and well-being than supplements do. There's actually a lot of research to back it up, and we call it the synergistic effect of food. And we don't even know why it happens this way, but for some reason, all of the nutrients that are in the foods we eat are so much better for our bodies than when we just take out a nutrient and we try to give it as a supplement. So whole foods are the best.
whole foods are the best. I think I need to put that as the quote on our Facebook page from Jennifer today. Jennifer, we've got one more segment that we're going to talk to you about. I've got two or three listener questions. We're going to talk about aluminum cooking pans, food addiction, and what about the lies we should all know about in terms of food that we hear, messages and advertisements and other things. So we'll talk about that with Jennifer Bryant, NourishNutritionCounseling.com. And if you have any questions for Jennifer, you can call her on our last segment at 338-5790, or you can email me, jim@abqconnect.online, and I'll be happy to put these questions before Jennifer next month when she joins us in May. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Listen as Skip Heitzig applies Bible truth to our world in this hotspot.
I'm intrigued by that verse because I think this verse could be said about many pulpits.
Many pulpits.
Even in our own country. The Word of God was rare. There was no widespread revelation.
This is the issue.
The issue.
Sad, but true.
Most contemporary preaching is marked by a lack of confidence in Scripture. Scripture isn't preached. It's not, thus says the Lord, here's the word of the Lord. I think that the modern church has become more fascinated with technology rather than theology.
Find more from Skip at connectwithskip.com. Connectwithskip.com.
And I think we need to get back to good
theological
through the Bible, doctrinal preaching to strengthen believers, especially in this day and age.
Grow in your faith with Skip's reading plans. Search for Skip Heitzig in the YouVersion Bible app.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. In Egypt, Christian women face discrimination for both their faith and gender. Education for women is severely limited, and anyone leaving the Muslim faith risks rejection from family and the community at large. To address these needs, three formerly Muslim women organized an underground Bible school for Christian women. And in the past year alone, the school has grown to several thousand students simply by word of mouth. Some of the women haven't yet told their families of their faith in Christ, fearing rejection or abandonment. Pray God gives wisdom and courage to these new believers as they continue their studies and grow in faith.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence.
Nor will I let them serve alone.
To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians,
go to vomradio.net.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Jennifer Bryant, NourishNutritionCounseling.com on the phone with us. Want to keep telling people about that website. There's a lot of free information. You can sign up for free for Jennifer's newsletters. They come weekly. She's not going to sell you anything, and she's not going to sign you up with 20 or provide your information to anybody else. She keeps that all secure and private. But her newsletters are very, very, very helpful. Here's a listener question for you, Jennifer. Are food addictions a real thing, kind of in the same way that a drug addiction can take over your life?
Yeah, that's actually a really good question. And I would say yes, to some extent, especially sugar. We know that sugar addiction is a real thing. There's actually a physiological component to that, where the more sugar we eat, the more of those hits of dopamine we get in our brain. That's our feel-good chemical, and we want more and more and more. And so sugar is definitely addictive. I would say food in general, I'm not sure I would use the word addictive, but there are definitely some similarities. And what I mean by that, and we can flip this a little bit and look at it from a Christian perspective, but I think we use food to cope with a lot of things in our lives, where, you know, we use food instead of maybe going to God or to praying or to reading our Bibles or whatever that means. I think that we use food inappropriately in a lot of circumstances. And I think that food can become addictive in the sense that when we have the habit of always turning to food for our every emotion or our every need, then it just becomes our automatic go-to. And so it's not so much that it's addictive, but it becomes sort of this familiar coping mechanism. And so I think that that can definitely be a real thing. Yeah.
Well, I know that people not only get addicted, but then there's some results. There's still body image questions and all of those kinds of things. So I'm going to go to one of the things that you talk to us about all the time, and that's how do we find the right motivation and transform our minds about food and nutrition?
Yes, that is a really good question. And I think what we're talking about there is really transforming the way we think about food and nutrition in our bodies. And so I think we let all of these ideas from the world creep in. You know, we start comparing our bodies to other people's bodies, or I mentioned this in class on Tuesday too, we not only compare ourselves to other people, but we compare ourselves to maybe our former self, you know, and we say, oh, well, you know, when I was 20 pounds heavier, this is what I was doing, and I can't wait to get back there. And you know, it's just not helpful. It's not helpful to be constantly comparing. And so transforming our mind to be thinking more along what God would tell us is true. So things like, you know, what does God say is beautiful? That's a really good question to be asking. Is my weight really that important? You know, and maybe the answer is yes, if there's a health concern or something specific that is related to weight. But I think in many people's cases, you know, trying to lose that 10 pounds or whatever, I don't think that there's really a biblical reason for that. You know, we don't want vanity to become the reason that we want to get healthy. That we know that that's not what God is looking at, right? We know that God looks at the heart. And so I think we need to transform the way we think about it. We need to realize that the Holy Spirit is in us and we are called to take care of our bodies. This is my favorite exercise to give people, and our listeners can do this at home today if they want. But if you were to leave your body for 2 weeks and you were to leave it in somebody else's care, what would your instructions be for that person? And then look back at that list and see, am I taking care of my body in the way that I would instruct somebody else to? And I think that that's a really good exercise. It really shows, you know, what are you doing to take care of your body that's well? And I'm not even just talking about our physical bodies, but I'm also talking about our spiritual bodies. How are we feeding our spiritual bodies every day? You know, we eat food 3 times a day. How often do we feast on God's word? You know, I don't do it 3 times a day. I should do it 3 times a day. I think that it's so important to feed our spiritual bodies just like we do our physical bodies. But yeah, there's so much with that. There's so much to motivation, and it's all about transforming the way we think about it. We want to get rid of what the world says about what is good and what is healthy, and we want to focus on what does God say is good and healthy.
Jennifer, I always think about balanced messages. And I'm intrigued by what you just said about feasting on God's word 3 times a day, because I imagine that more than 3 times a day, we are hearing lies about things that people are talking about in terms of food and diet and low fat and all these messages that are just not true.
Well, yeah. And I wouldn't even say it's as much about the nutrition information that's out there, whether that's right or wrong, but it's about how we think about it, right? So, you know, what I'm talking about is more along the lines of, okay, am I making a good choice here so that I can feed my body well, so that I can serve the Lord, so that I can be used for His work and His glory? Or am I doing this because I want to fit into those pants? Right? It's so much more than what we do or what we don't do. It's how we think about it. And God is much more concerned about our motivations than about what we're actually doing. It's more about how we do it, right? So are we doing everything for the glory of God, or are we doing things for selfish reasons?
You know, it really seems improbable that anyone who hangs a pair of pants in a closet for more than 2 years, they always seem to shrink up the next time you try to wear them.
Yeah, I think it's because because I wash, whenever I wash them, they're smaller after I wash them, right?
Well, I got to tell you, I wish that was the reason, but I know I have not done a good job during COVID of trying to eat well, and I've been sporadic. I have great motivation for 90 or 120 days, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, I'll see something great. And I have to confess, I went to Vic's Daily Cafe. My shout out to everybody over there. They do a great job. I've met Sue and Cindy, and they're part of the wait staff, and man, they just take great care of you. But I told them, and I had to confess, that I was craving Vaqueros, which is this massive chicken fried steak with two eggs over medium, beans and hash browns, and I had to go for it yesterday, Jennifer.
You know, oh my goodness, Jim, let me just say, so many of my clients come to me feeling like they're coming to, like, confession or something. And one of the major intuitive eating principles is to stop judging. So stop judging yourself, stop judging others. The whole goal is to try to eat what makes you feel good, what gives you energy, what allows you to do all the things you want to do in life. And so it's not really about, you know, was that a good or a bad choice? In fact, I usually discourage using the words good or bad. It's really more about paying attention to how the food is fueling your body, how you feel after you eat this food. And so let me ask you this. After you eat that chicken fried steak, how do you feel?
Oh, ridiculously bad. And now, again, that is, they cook it to perfection. It's just delicious. But it's a meal that has so much to it. You could literally split it with two other people and everybody would be full. And so, again, no comment about Vic's. They do a fabulous job. But it's just that self-discipline. When I blow it big.
Well, and so I think that says something, you know. So are you paying attention to when you're satisfied, or are you letting yourself eat to the point where you're feeling uncomfortably full? Maybe it's very possible to be able to eat some of that meal, but maybe you save the rest for the next day, and maybe you still feel okay or really good after you do that. But most people, what they will tell you is when they start really paying attention to how their body feels after they eat, they actually start craving the healthier foods. They want to eat the healthier foods because they just know that it makes them feel so much better. And so that's really the goal, is to pay attention and to honor your body, respect your body, and treat it well. That's actually why I named my business what I did. It's Nourished Nutrition Counseling. We want to nourish our bodies and feed them well.
Yeah. Well, and I've learned other things. Again, this is partially due to your recipes, but also visiting with you personally, I never liked the smell, for example, of steamed broccoli. Doesn't smell like anything I want floating around my house. But when I cook broccoli in a pan, put a little tiny bit of water in the bottom when you first start cooking it, it steams it a little bit, but then it kind of browns. And I like it al dente. I like it hot. And I don't like to cook it till it's mushy. And then you can always mix in some garlic and some other things to make it really good. And I've done that with carrots, onions, all of those different kinds of things. And that's been, you know, pretty tasty. So again, things that you've taught us. I did want to ask you, and we only have about a minute left, Jennifer, about reading labels. Is it true that if you don't know what something is on a label, it's not likely good for you?
I'm going to say in general, false. And I'll give you an example. I don't think most people know the actual scientific names of vitamins and minerals. Mm-hmm. And so, like, for example, if they add vitamin C to a food as an antioxidant to keep it fresh, they label it as ascorbic acid. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't know that. And so I don't think it's fair to say that if you don't know what it is, it's not good for you, because obviously vitamin C is pretty good for you.
As usual, we didn't get to all of our questions. That's my excuse to get you back in May. So 3 or 4 weeks, Jennifer, are you available?
Yes, we can do it again.
Thank you for joining us today.
Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. For service, call 504-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling. Locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.